Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 54 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sun. 50. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 52 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 2000 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
KC, BOA testing.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
Oh, seems to be working pretty good.
Are you not able to receive testing?
KCBOA.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw.
This This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. I am taking pre-net check-ins for tonight's net. Anyone for the pre-net check-in, please call now.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave Bay City, no traffic.
Okay, I got you, Dave. Any other pre-net check-ins?
K88PAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
Okay, I got you in there, Mini. Anyone else?
This is KSAEDQ, Mike, from Saginaw Township.
Okay, I got the KF8, the rest of the call, please. You're kind of weak into the system. Try it again.
That's Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec.
Roger, roger. I got that one. Anyone else for the pre-net for the net tonight? All right, everyone stand by. We'll be getting the net started here in just about a minute or so. KC8YVF.
Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny. 48 degrees.
Attention all radio operators. Please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'll be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making its announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether you have any traffic or announcements for tonight's net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KD8PAZ, and KF8EDQ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, on short time, or are in and out. Please call now. Again, any mobile, short time, or in and out stations for the net, please call now. All right, I'll take any EchoLink stations. Any EchoLink stations for the net, please call now. Okay, we'll continue on to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the net, call now.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob in Franklin Township, no traffic.
This is Dave, WADW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is NAEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, let me run down the list that I have it. I have KE8PCQ, KD8PAZ, KF8EDQ, N8KPR, W8DW, KD8MMH, and N8EUI. Do I have any additional check-ins or corrections to the net?
Kilo Charlie 8. Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
Okay, Rick, I got you in there. Any additional check-ins, call now. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start the net here. First things up, I have an announcement of some sad news here. I received a text from Lauren Curtis up in Bay City, and I'll read what I received from Lauren. Sorry to pass this sad news in this way. Unfortunately, Rob Hall, KC8SDL, passed away this morning at the hospital. He wasn't feeling well and went in by ambulance, and they were assessing him when he passed. Beth, his wife, indicated that Rob coded out seven times, and each time they brought him back and couldn't pull him out of it. I'm glad Rob and Ray had fun this past weekend at Dayton Hamvention. Ray says Rob had fun and was doing well. Take care, everyone, and keep Rob and his family in your prayers. Lauren, KF8F. So, sad news that Rob passed away early this morning at the hospital. My condolences to his family, to his friends, and all of the ham radio operators that knew Rob. He was a fixture on this net as well as on the Sunday night net, and he will be surely missed. Okay, first up on the net tonight, we have KE8PCQ Dave. Stand by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group. Good evening, Ron. Yeah, I heard that just a little while ago. Robbie and I go back quite a ways. I was a supplier to the railroad, and that's where I met Rob. And when I got my first ticket and went to the Bay City meeting, I ran into Rob there again. And we were cordial over the years. He had a gift of gab that, you know, God only gave him. It was great. And he'll surely be missed by the ham radio community, and especially HF. I mean, he was on the Nickel Belt net, and the there was a couple other nets. So, you know, keep my thoughts and keep prayers. His family's going to need it. So, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Okay, we're getting some RF interference in there. I'm looking at the master voter here, and it's coming in through Rosine, so we're getting some RF in through that site, so please be patient tonight for that one. Thank you very much, Dave, and that. I had only met Rob once before. I think it was up at, like, the Midland Swap or something like that, and it's been a while since that time, but again, talked to him many times on the air. We texted back and forth quite frequently since he knew I had worked summers for the railroad, Grand Trunk Railroad, and that. We had a few good conversations about that as well. So, all right, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YBF. This is KC. I'll say hi. Good evening to all the guys on the net tonight. It's good to hear everyone in here. And sorry to hear about Rob passing away. I only met him last year in Midland there, and he was quite the talker there. So he was glad to meet me, and I was glad to meet him. So, but, yeah, enjoyed him on the nets and that. So it's really going to be missing. Keep him in my prayers and his family also. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, he was always Miss Minnie to you as far as that. Always said hello to you and that. And that was always the kind of fixture on the net, that's for sure.
And yeah, he did like the talk. Was very enjoyable, very lighthearted, and we're very nice to talk to. All right, next up on the list, KF8EDQ, stand by NAKPR, and then I'll take a break. Go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, hi there, this is KF8EDQ. Am I coming in a little bit better? I went outside this time.
Yeah, you're a little stronger signal on that. Like I said, if you're on an HT, you're a little weaker there, but you're coming in. Go right ahead.
Copy that. Thank you for the confirmation there. Yeah, I'm a brand new ham, so I never had the pleasure of meeting your guys' friend Robbie. But I will give you some condolences on that. Very sorry to hear that. I'd like to join your group anyway to join a little roundtable conversation. I was on the net the other night too, so I'm mostly just going to be listening, so I'll just be in and out. This is KF8EDQ.
Well, thanks, Mike, for joining us again. And for those, as Mike said, he's a new ham, and he was on last night's net, so it was really good to have Mike in here and joining us on the Monday night nets and the Sunday night nets as well. I look back in the log, last time that Rob was in here was back in April, I think like April 14th. April 21st was the last time that Rob checked into the net here. So it's been a little bit of a while, and I knew that he had health issues in the past as well that he had been working through in that. So that's very unfortunate. All right, we're going to go to NAKPR, and then we'll take a station break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, good evening, Ron. Good evening, your Bell Seminette. And welcome to the hobby, Mike. I think that was your name, Mike. Welcome to the hobby. And it won't be long before you need an intervention just like the rest of us. You'll be addicted. But anyways, my condolences. I heard that on the Carolnet. I was checked into that earlier. And heard of Rob's passing, so my condolences to his family. And I had the pleasure of meeting Rob once last fall at the Johnson Pumpkin Farm. He had his engines working out there. Well, actually, when I showed up, he didn't have them going. I was talking to him, and he goes, well, I'm not supposed to run right now because they're going to have some kind of a demonstration going on, you know, with they have the different military things set up, you know, from the Civil War and what they're in, Revolutionary War and whatnot. But he says, since you're here, he says, I'm going to do it anyways. So he started one of them up and, you know, he ran for about 4 or 5 minutes and he shut it off. But, you know, so we had a conversation and like you said, he's a talker, man. And eventually I had to break off the conversation because my wife was giving me the evil eye. She says, come on, we got to get going. There's some other stuff I want to see here. So I said goodbye to him. But yeah, he'll be dearly missed. He's dearly missed. He's always interesting, always has something to say. And him and his Hot Water 100s and whatnot, you know, and all them old radios he always loved. And that was, like I said, he'll be missed. I enjoyed listening to him. But on another note, let me buy some time. I left for St. Louis, Missouri on Friday morning. And just before I got to St. Louis itself, probably 45 minutes out, a severe squall line moved through. And I was on the highway, and it was bad. I could barely keep the car on the road. I had to pull off the side and just kind of let it pass. 18-wheelers were doing the same thing. They were rocking back and forth. They were just on the side of the road waiting. Anyways, I get a phone call from my daughter. She says, Dad, she says, a tornado just went through. She goes, we don't have any power. So the telephone poles broke off, snapped off in half. And, you know, I asked her, is everybody okay? You know, and she goes, yeah, we're all okay, so I don't know about the house. But, so when I finally did show up, I had to weave my way around dead trees, you know, downfalls, and luckily I didn't run into any down power lines. But, long story short, they had an F3 tornado in St. Louis, Missouri that touched down literally three blocks from where she lives. And I'm telling you, there's some massive trees just knocked over. They had to have been 150-year-old trees. You know, they were, I couldn't even guess what the diameter was. But, yeah, they were massive. They're laying on top of historic homes, you know, things that were like 100, 150 years old. They were totally restored. Just devastated them homes. And everything down here is made out of brick. And the brick homes were, we seen one that looked like a Barbie's house. The brick wall was gone. The roof was gone. But the other three walls and everything inside the house was there. So, yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible down there. I'm just fortunate, and she's fortunate that it didn't get a little closer to her house, because it would have been gone. So, and five people passed. Five people died in St. Louis. So, yeah, it was a bad one. So that said, back to net control and NKPR.
All right, Bob, sorry to hear about that. I know Thursday evening I'll talk about that in just a moment here when it gets down to the end of the list, that we had some interesting weather here on Thursday night into Friday morning. And then I was down in Ohio on, and we got another storm down there in Ohio too that was quite interesting. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue down the list with W8DW, standby, KD8MMH. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, W8DW. Yeah, Rob, I met Rob the first time. He was at the field day. I always liked to do field day. I used to do it there on the little park at Delta Road, so I met him out there, met him a few times at the swamps. Very talkative person. We golfed this morning. We got out there this morning, it was 40. I didn't think there was any good. We have a very we had 7 to 8 people at it. You beat every Monday. Played the back, not much full. We would have had a win. Anyway, it was cold though. Two other things. New carpet, so Ron, well,
Dave, we caught not much of that. Your battery's going dead. You must be on an HT, and it would key up and die and key up and die. So we'll give you another chance here in a moment to repeat what you had. So go change your battery or grab another radio, and we'll let you try it again here in a moment. All right, next up on the list, KD8MMH and standby N80UI. Good evening, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. What looks like tonight's net is the net of bad news. Sorry to hear about Rob there in Bay City. I had met him a couple times, once also at the Johnson's Pumpkin Farm where he had the engines out there, and then also once at the open house they have Saturdays at the Saginaw River. I stopped by out there to see what that was all about and met him out there also. So, yeah, he'll definitely be missed. And, Bob, sorry to hear about the tornado there at your daughter's place. It missed her by a few blocks. That's somewhat good news. Also, some more bad news. I was going to mention this last week and forgot also. Longtime member of the Midland Club, Del LeFevre, WBA-FYR, he had passed away. I have the date here. I don't have the date that he passed away. I believe it was like either the Friday or Saturday before last Monday. But anyway, he's a longtime member of the Midland Club, and he was also in the VE testing. Worked quite a few of the VE testing sessions with Del also. Very nice guy, and he'll be missed also. So hopefully that's it for the bad news on the Nets for a while and get some better news going here. So that's it for now. This is KD8MMH, back to Net Control. Thanks for doing the Nets tonight, Ron.
Clear here. Yeah, it's just on the RF side at Rosine. So, all right, Mike, we'll continue on here with Tom, NADUI, standby, KC8, VOA. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Ron. Thank you very much. This is AEUI. Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well this Monday night. Had a kind of a busy day today. I'm getting ready to put up a flagpole, got all my materials. I got the concrete and the pea gravel for drainage and all the materials necessary to dig a hole, post hole digging and everything. So I'm going to start digging tomorrow. Let me break real quick. And so I'll be doing that tomorrow. I'm going to get tackling that before it gets too warm, because it's coming out of the sun. So it's, last week was kind of warm to work on a digging a post hole, or dig a hole for a flag. Got about 5-6 inches of topsoil, and then after that, it's clay, and it's really hard clay. So hopefully I get that done and get set tomorrow, and then I get the flag up later this week in time for Memorial Day next week. So condolences to Rob and his family, for his eternal soul. Rob was he loved ham radio. I met him a few times at the middle of swap meets. He loved ham radio, and he liked this HW100, I think it was, HW called the Hot Water 100, and Swan gear. He liked the Swan ham radio gear, too. And he was a real talkative guy, so condolences goes out to his family, and like I said, his prayers to his eternal soul. So, anyways, I'm going to talk to back to Net Control and catch you in the 73 round. So until then, this is NAUI.
All right, Tom, thanks for getting in here tonight and that. And like I said, yeah, if you knew Rob Metting, he really liked it, talking, enjoyed the hobby, and that's for sure. And all the stories, like I said, everyone said he liked the old radios. I was looking at his QRZ page, and he was going down through each one of the radios and his pictures that he had in his collection and that. So some guys like the old radios, and yeah, they're always worth. The closest thing to having a, you know, EMP radio that might survive it with the tubes and that. So he was a good candidate for that one. All right, next up we'll go to KC8 VOA, and then we'll go back to WADW, see if we've got him straight now. Go right ahead, Rick.
Well, good evening, Ron, everybody in the net. Hopefully everybody's doing well. Sad news to hear about Rob. And my condolences to his family. When I met Matt Rob at Midland Ham Fest and the swap there. That's where I met Rob. And quite a character. And he loves to talk. Definitely loves to talk. For me, not a whole lot new. Went camping last weekend. And not too far from where Bob's at there. Lost Valley. And we had a heck of a storm come through Friday night, and it had hail, quarter-size hail, and had some winds. It rocked the trailer big time. So it was not good. There was tornado warnings that popped up, too, in the process. and so forth. So that's one of the things I'm going to have to do is probably get a weather radio with the same encoding for Ogallala County. Other than that, I tried to cut the grass today. I cut it as high as I could, let it dry off a little bit, and then cut it again, and then cut it again. And I still got the backyard to cut down some more. So with that, I'm going to one other question is for Tom. Does the flagpole serve another purpose? And with that, I'll turn it back over to that control. KCVOA to KCYVF.
All right, Rick. We'll let Tom answer that when it comes back around the 73 round to see what he answers on that one. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Please call now. Okay, I'll take a turn here then. Thursday night, came home from work. My friend Bob had come into town. We were headed down to Dayton Hamvention on Friday morning. So we attended. I had signed up for the online National Weather Service training, so we went through that training. Finished up with that about 8:30. We finished getting packed. So by the time we were done, got everything ready, it was just a little after 10 or so, so we went to bed about 10:30. And, of course, about 11:30 or so, the first weather warning went off for severe thunderstorm watch and that, and then everything started to go south from there. After the severe thunderstorm warning and then two tornado warnings for the county, we did get a net started. Thank you for everyone that checked into the net. I got to go back and look at what I wrote down there. I think we had 7 or 8 check-ins for that net, and that was really good for that time of the night and early into the morning. But again, if you get woke up by that weather alarm and you're a spotter, that you pretty much are going to get up and see what's going on. So I thank you for all of that. Unfortunately, we did have a touchdown out in St. Charles area that went through the Kimberly Oaks golf course into the railroad park across M-52 into some subdivisions. And looking on the news tonight, they had some stories. There was a fair amount of damage. From that, they classified it as an EF0 tornado. Also had some wind damage in various other parts of the county that were reported. I was looking at that from Weather Service on my National Weather Service chat program. Let me break. The emergency coordinators, your media, weather meteorologists and things are part of that program along with myself as EC. So they posted several pictures of damage in other areas of the county. Total right now, the last time I looked, we are now at 25 tornadoes for the state of Michigan. Our average for the year is 15 in Michigan. We are currently at 25 tornadoes and roughly 3 major events. So back in March 30th, on April 4th, and then one on Thursday. They've been coming up quite a bit, and if you look at the news, there are tornado outbreaks across the U.S. almost on a nightly basis now. So I hope this isn't something that's going to occur, continue to occur like this, or we're in for some trouble here. So other parts of the state were also hit in the Grand Rapids jurisdiction over there, too. I believe another 5 more on that side of the state. So it might be an active session here. So thank you for everyone that checked in with that. Let me break again. Needless to say, by the time the weather event got canceled about 1:30 in the morning and I got to bed and logged the information, it was closer to 2 o'clock. We were up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We left about 4:45 to head for Dayton. So with just about an hour and a half, not quite 2 hours of sleep, we were on the road to Dayton. Got down there. Normally I like to get down about before 10 o'clock or the parking lot fills up. But I was listening to the Dayton talk-in station, and we were still about a half hour out, and they're saying, well, the parking lot at the high school is about 80 to 90% full. So, not real good for parking, But we did make it there to the high school. We did park, although it wasn't on the pavement. They had us parking in the grass out by the bus garage. So luckily the grass was dry. It was solid, so we could park there and not end up getting stuck. So that was a good thing. Weather down there was really pretty good for once. It was sunny and nice, calm breezes on Friday. Had a really good day there. Attended a couple of forums while we were there and looked through the vendors. Saturday we went out to the flea market, although the winds come up. Quite breezy on Saturday. And, of course, a cold front on Friday night. We had storms roll through. There was a couple of tornado warnings and thunderstorms warning for Greene County, where our hotel was located. Some very heavy rain, but by Saturday morning, everything was dry. The flea markets were still intact, so we got a good walk through there as well. So an enjoyable weekend, and first time I've came back from Dayton with cash in my pocket still. So didn't spend a whole lot down there this year. Just picked up a few odds and ends and that needed to replenish things. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins before we hit the 73 round? Please call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, we'll go back up to the top of the list. KE8PCQ, stand by, KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF on the group. Yeah, the condolences to the family, and, you know, I hope they can get through this okay. I mean, the Bay City Club has actually lost two people in 2 months. It's been pretty bad. Other than that, we got out and we got the hole on cut today and aerated. At least I had to do it in two stages. It was so high I couldn't get it all in one day. But we got that done, and thank God, because it's going to be cold again tonight, and it looks like it's going to be colder tomorrow. And with that said, everybody have a safe week. Take care. 73, KE8PCQ. Back to KC8YVF in the group.
All right, Dave, yeah, there might be some patchy frost tonight, and they were saying on TV5 that down into the mid to upper 30s, so if you have any sensitive plants out there, you may want to get them covered up. I know my wife, right after dinner, she went out. She had spent the weekend planting some of the floral plants that she had, as well as some tomato plants and other things that we'd bought at the nursery, so she was out covering everything up and moving the plants that we hadn't put in yet. So my Memorial Day weekend, we'll be planting the garden. I got the plants a week ago, and so they're ready to be planted. So we'll be getting out there over the weekend and trying to get those done. And forecast, we've got rain and the forecast for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and some sprinkles Saturday and Sunday. Monday is the prime day, so warmest and driest day, I guess, for this upcoming week, so we'll wait and see. All right, next up on the list, Minnie, KDAPAZ, stand by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I've been working on another puzzle there. Like I say, this one's only 500 pieces, so I've got it more than half done. So anyway, other than that, I haven't been doing much. You do have to have the guy mow my lawn again. I thought he'd be here tonight, but he wasn't, so he'll probably be here tomorrow. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, I got mine mowed. I got home from work on Thursday. Wife says, you're going to have to mow this before you leave. So I quick got in, mowed the lawn, ate dinner, did our weather spotter class in real quick order on Thursday night, and it's going to need it by tomorrow, but unfortunately I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So it'll have to wait until Wednesday if I got a dry spot in there, too. All right, Mike, KF8EDQ, stand by NAKPR. Good evening again, Mike.
Yeah, how are you doing, guys? I'm still listening, but yeah, I don't have any traffic to report or anything. I'm just listening, and I think I was just going to be in and out, but you know, it's good to listen to you guys, to everybody, and it's you know, I'm glad I can join you, and as you'll be able to hear my voice as well. I like to participate, so. 73s, and this is KFAEDQ. Take care.
All right, Mike, thanks for joining us tonight, and hopefully we'll hear you either on Sunday or Monday Night Nets in the future here. And hey, Kate Pierre, Bob, you're up next. Stand by WADW.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, Mike, you're welcome to pop in or wherever you want to. You know, join the club, whatever you want to do. But, yeah, I've got, I drove into the driveway, and I'm like, oh, my God, the grass, what happened to it? But then again, like I said, I left Friday, got back today, and I think I cut it Thursday. But, you know, I made the mistake of fertilizing it a couple weeks ago. So, and we did have some rain, which I don't know how much we've had because I left Friday morning early, and I never check my rain gauge. I do reports for the National Weather Service every day, except when I'm not here. And so, and I didn't check it tonight. I says, well, I'll just get it in the morning. But I've got an issue with my belt on my mower deck. I went down to the dealership and said, hey, I took it to them and let them fix it one time. And because I was just out of time. I had no time left. So I let them do it, and it lasted for another 6-7 years or something. It did it again, and I went there and asked them. I says, hey, I says, I had it here before. This is that, these other parts they replaced. I says, is this really an issue with these mowers? He says, well, yeah, it kind of is. It has to do with the idler arm, you know. So that's constantly moving, and it wears, things get wore out, you know. So anyways, I ordered the parts last week, and when they come in, it was the wrong parts. I says, no, that's the wrong part. So they had reordered it, and he says, well, being Friday. I says, well, I won't be here Friday, so I have to go there and check it out. I have to go there tomorrow and see if they have the parts, right part this time. And then what else? Well, yeah. The garden needs to be rototilled about 4 or 5 times because of all the debris I put in it in the fall. And, well, I've only did it once. And so I don't know. I told the wife, I says, I don't even know if you can have a garden this year. But because of so many things going on, things ain't working. Like, I don't have any hot water. The hot water heater went out Friday morning, and I was gone. So I'm like, okay. I couldn't get it restarted, and we were dealing with that. I had work done on the well because it was leaking, and they had to dig up my backyard to fix it. But, yeah, it's just one thing after another. Let me buy some time. And this weekend, it's Memorial Weekend, and up at the campground, we always have a big party up there. And this year, it's, what is it? Now we're coming up, I guess, we'll probably go up Thursday. That means I'll be home for a total of 2 days. And what is it? Saturday we have at noon we have a Bloody Mary bar. Then in the evening we have a turkey dinner with all the Pipsons. There's about, and I understand, there's about 25-30 people here involved. So so we're going to have a turkey dinner. We're smoking a couple turkeys. And then Sunday we're having what do you want to call it, a fish boil, a crab boil, a shrimp boil, anyways, seafood boil, I guess we'd call it that. Let's just call it a seafood boil. And with, you know, all the seafood in it, the corn on the cob, and, you know, all the fixings, all that stuff. Just dump it on the table and you take what you want. The sausage, old Andouille sausage. You just take what you want, and walk away, potatoes, but yeah. So anyways, we're not going to be lacking for food this weekend, that's for sure. But thanks for doing that, Ron. 73's everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control. This is NAKATR.
KADA.
All right, let it do its thing there. Yeah, that's for sure. It sounds like it. For us, wife and I, we're going to be home Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We have nothing specific planned. Saturday, a friend of ours is going to do a little dinner or something for a few friends, so we've been invited over to that. So once we get the time frame, we'll head over for that for a little while. Sunday, again, nothing planned. Monday, I'm not sure. I know Saturday, usually my son-in-law, daughter, and the kids and that head out on the boat, so they'll be out first time out on the boat. They head out with some friends and that, so it'll be primarily just my wife and I most of the weekend. We might see the kids and that on Monday, but we'll wait and see what happens there. So quite a laid-back weekend. We'll be doing some projects, like I said, getting the garden in and a few other things around the house on the weekend. All right, back to Dave, WADW. Let's see if we got him back in there. Go right ahead, Dave, and then we'll take a station break.
Okay, real good there, KCYVF, WADW. Yeah, I had the Astro, and I thought the battery was charged up, but just not. Anyway, not a whole lot going on here. We are hoping for warmer weather to come back. Golf last Wednesday, it was in the 80s. We golfed this morning. It was 45 degrees with a light mist falling at 9 o'clock when we took off. We have just a small group. What do we have today? We have 7 of us today. But it was real funny. I figured that there was nobody at the golf course, and I went there and the parking lot was full. So we actually, rather than go off on the front nine, we went off on the back nine today, the first time we golfed that this year, and had a good time, but that's not my favorite nine. Anyway, 73 to everyone. Everyone have a good one, and catch everyone down the log. KCYVF, WAD.
All right, Dave, yeah. For golfing, as far as that, any day that it's not snowing and they have the flags in the holes, it's a good day for golfing, other than if a thunderstorm as well. I've golfed in about every other type of condition, but me, we'll wait and see. I know we normally do a Father's Day golf outing, just 9 holes down a course where my parents used to live during the summer in Durand, and then we are planning. We didn't get to do it last year. We've already got it on the calendar. We haven't picked the exact weekend, but the group, 4 of us, have picked working on Guys Golf Weekend up in Traverse City. So I do 9 holes at Father's Day and then turn around usually toward the end of September, 1st of October. We go out and we do 54 holes. So there's and I don't typically play in between, so by the time I'm done with that weekend, I don't want to see a golf club for a little while yet. I'm usually pretty well wore out and sore by just going out and hitting 54 holes, 18 a day for 3 days. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll go on to KD8MMH, standby NADUI. Good evening again, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks once again, Ron. Yeah, got my lawn mowed Saturday here, so I hopefully should be set for a week. But, yeah, like everyone else, I don't like this going from the mid-80s back down into the 30s and 40s. Where you got, actually had the central air on a couple nights last week there. It's kind of toasty upstairs in this warm weather. So to have the AC on 1 week and then back in the furnace the next week, not good. Anyway, I've got one reminder, too, coming up on June 7th, Saturday, is Midland's Dow Run Walk. So if anybody's interested in helping out with that, Chris, KPUIH, is the one that's running that. Get a hold of him. I'm sure he could always use some extra help with that. and I was wondering, Ron, were you going to help out this year with the Dow Run Walk? And that's all I've got for this one. We'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. Hope to see some of you Thursday night at the Airstream. KD8 MMH, back to Net Control.
All right, Mike, I'm signed up for it. Chris asked me, and I said, yeah, if you want to put out an email to everyone in the club, just to see if we can get more support. I know he needed more people for it. I know we had talked about it at our last club meeting, but I don't think we got any additional people. But, yeah, if you want to get an email out possibly get any more people to help out, help Chris for that, I think he would appreciate it. So, all right, next up on the list, NADUI, standby KC8VOA. Good evening again, Tom.
Okay, great evening again, Ron. Thank you very much. This is NADUI. Okay, in regards to Rick's question, my flagpole, it's, other than a flagpole, no, it's going to be just a flagpole for Old Glory. He was referring to possible structure to raise an antenna, a wire antenna or something, a sloper or something like that. No antenna. I got a tower, and that's all I have for a structure for my wire antennas and my beam. So the flagpole is just for that, just a flagpole. Looking forward to getting it up, though, in time for Memorial Day. Let me break real quick. Let's see what else. Yeah, I cut the lawn last Friday. Yeah, fertilized the lawn, and plus all the rain we got, and got the lawn really thickened up and greened up, and got 4 bags of clippings. It's about kind of early for that, but I usually don't get that many bags of clippings in the middle of May, but be as it is. But it's nice, yeah, the weather was nice last week, and I'm not used to the cold weather so fast. I mean, it was in the 80s, upper 80s, and then down into the 50s today, and I hope it stabilizes real soon. I have to dewinterize the camper, too, and we got a couple campsites we want to get to also coming up this summer, too, so that's what we're doing now. So, anyways, that's all I have for now. Let's see. I'm glad you had a good time at the convention, Ron. And so, because I was afraid if you spent too much money, we'd have to have an intervention. So it sounds like you didn't. You came back with some money, so that's a good thing. Anyways, I'm going to say good night to everyone and say 73, and we'll catch us all hopefully next Monday night. Until then, this is it. You guys, saying good night.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I actually we went there to look at a couple of items, and once I got there, talked to the person, I talked myself out of them. They didn't, one didn't do what I wanted it to do, basically, so that was an easy one. And then I found something else out in the fleas and got looking at that and talked myself out of that one, so that was good. Only thing I did do is I bought a device called, now I got to think of it, Swap My Rig. And basically what it is allow you to remote mount your head unit away from your radio. So currently in my old van, that's what I've got. The radio's underneath the seat, the control head's up on the dash. But I had to run multiple cables to get, you know, the mic up to the front, the head unit up to the front, the speaker up to the front. So there was 3 cables I had to run. Well, with this device, there's basically mount the radio wherever you want. There is a little box that those 3 connectors plug into, and then it uses a shielded VGA cable, the 15-pin VGA cable, to run all that information up to your control head, and where your control head is, there's another one of these little boxes, and then the 3 wires from connectors from the control head plug into this box, so that way you're only running 1 cable from one location to the other rather than 3 cables. So I did purchase one of those with the intent I am picking up a new vehicle tomorrow, and I'm not sure where the radio is going to be because I don't have the vehicle. I don't know where possibly to put it, but I know that I want to put my Kenwood 700 back in it, so
this will help me at least do that. I only have to run one cable. If I the idea is put it back in the trunk area where there is some electrical wiring already that I know about. So if I put the radio back there, then I only have to run one cable up to the front and not try and snake through three separate cables. So that was kind of my add-in, something I looked at. I thought it would do what it was. It was reasonably priced. And the nice thing about it, it can be reconfigured for just about any radio. So just changing jumpers in it, if you buy a radio, a different radio, he's got a variety of different settings in the manual. Just change the jumper settings to that particular radio and use the same device. You don't have to buy another one. So kind of neat there. So, all right, last up on the list, KC8VOA, and then we'll take another break. Go right ahead, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. So I had a little learning last night. I tried to check into the net via EchoLink because I was at my home. And no go. Did not work over the cellular network. It basically flat out told me it would not connect over the cellular network. Anybody else experienced that? That's interesting for me. I thought that would be one of the purposes that you'd have that is to be able to utilize that to connect. So, apparently not. Other than that, probably going to head north for the weekend and try to enjoy the weather up there a little bit. Hopefully it's not as wet and rainy as it was last weekend. And hopefully everything goes well. And I wish everyone well for Memorial Day. 73 KCBOA.
All right, Rick, you have a good time as well. I know a lot of people are heading up for the holiday and that. Get up camping, get out to the lake, get out to the cottage or whatever, open things up and have some fun. Most of those weekends I try and stay nowhere near any of the major highways. I'll stay off in it. Coming back Sunday, we were headed north and got onto 675 to come back into town. And, of course, right now they're rerouting southbound 75 traffic through downtown through the 675. It was at a dead stop. As we were coming north, there was a half a dozen cars coming north. And as soon as I rounded the corner to get onto 675, it was basically dead stop all the way back to where I got off at Davenport Exit 3 there. So, when you take three lanes, four lanes, and then convert it back down to two lanes there, they were stopped again, just making the corner to get back out onto the four lanes of 75, because there was no issues on southbound from the 675 in there on south. It was open, so just too much traffic for two lanes of roadway. So I try and stay away from those, or I go the opposite direction. When everybody's going north, I go south, and vice versa, and then there's not too much problem. So, all right, one more time. Is there any additional check-ins for tonight's Nets? Call now. Do I have any rechecks or other comments for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed and returning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, and have a great week and a great holiday. This is KC8YVF Clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.